You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yep, that's Nick and Mama Bosa. Seven egg omelets.
I'm going to eat it.
Onions and broccoli.
I got him a Wagyu steak for him.
Oh, yikes.
Correct me if I'm wrong on what year that was. It was right before Nick signed. Wasn't that the year they went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I believe two years ago.
Yeah, right?
Beginning of the 2023 season.
I think sometime before week one, we're going to need to do the seven egg omelet with the broccoli and the onions.
Yeah, we should reach out and check in with Cheryl.
And check in with Cheryl.
Yeah, see how she's doing.
We're checking with Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, come on.
No, we can. We can text you and everything. You might respond. I don't know.
Not Harbaugh. No. Anything but Harbaugh.
Not Harbaugh.
Now she's got Harbaugh.
That's your other brother. That's not the one we're worried about.
I mean, she's got Harbaugh. And, man, is Joey going to be up and at him? That's right.
He's not on the Chargers anymore.
No.
Yeah, Joey's on the Bills.
Oh, he's on the Bills?
He's on the Bills.
Crazy.
Remember, he was going to come to the Niners.
That's right.
And then he wasn't going to come to the Niners. He went to the Bills. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, he plays with Josh Allen now. Hey, I'm sorry if this is just, it's Friday and it's your birthday. This is Stream of Consciousness. I just saw this pop across Twitter, and I thought this is about as fun of a mythical, hypothetical sports question as I've seen in a while.
Okay.
So I wanted to throw it at you, especially since you love golf and you had the best hole you've ever played was at Pebble Beach.
Yep.
So you know Pebble number seven. You know Pebble number seven.
A little dainty par three.
The dainty par three.
Made a nice little par there.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
How about this? Hypothetical. You have 24 hours. You can be on the hole for as long as you want. For 24 hours, you have to make a hole in one. If you do, you get $10 million.
Okay, sounds easy.
If you don't, you go to jail for 3 years.
3 years in jail?
Would you take the challenge?
Jail or prison? Two different things, but
prison.
Okay.
Prison. What's the difference?
Jail is, I mean.
Jail's like the county jail.
Jail's no picnic.
Yeah, no, but prison. Prison is prison. Like,
yeah,
that's like high security.
Yeah, and if we're talking, every prison's not the same. If we're talking about Leavenworth, like a supermax, where you get 23 hours in, 1 hour out, and the 1 hour out, you'd rather actually be in.
What if we're talking about Alcatraz when it reopens?
Yeah, any minute now. You realize that's like a $50 billion makeover, but you go ahead and you can go ahead and trumpet that all you want.
What'd you call it?
I called it trumpeting.
Trump
it? When you announce something with a certain amount of bravado, it's an actual word, trumpet.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm not trying
a
to like.
Bit of a play on words.
I'm not trying to make a play
on
words.
I know, but it worked.
Appreciate that.
Anyway, would you do it?
Interesting. So I would have to play in the dark, right? If you get 24 hours, part of that's going to be dark golf, or do I get to take a timeout and then come back in the daylight?
Wow.
I know this is all nuanced,
but... You with the questions.
The answer is yes.
You get 24 hours.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is it tax-free? Is it like $10 million in a briefcase, or am I going to wind up with 5.1?
I don't know. Even if it's 5.1, it's 5.1. At age 57, it's enough for probably leave 95.7 the game if you want.
Tax-free, Dibs. Tax-free.
Tax-free.
One last question.
Oh, God.
Where are you putting the pin? Are you going to give me one of those sucker pins, like to the high right behind the bunker?
Oh, no, dude.
Average.
In the
normal.
Middle. Yeah.
I'm doing it.
You're doing
it. I'm doing it.
And you think you could do that?
I think I could. You
figure. You get tired, too. Like, I know people are like, oh, God, we could sit here. Like, how many shots? And yes, let's imagine that from 8:30 at night to 6:30 in the morning. So like, yeah, X out 10 of the, so for 14 hours,
yep,
you can fire shots at that thing. How many shots could you get off?
Well,
I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, but also, wow, like you'd probably get exhausted. Your arms would fall off at a certain point.
You would have to pace yourself. You know, you wouldn't want to just go straight firing as many as you can. Although you could fire like for a straight hour and then take a half hour off and get a massage.
They deliver pizza to the seventh.
You could probably have your own setup, put a little hibachi back there.
Yeah, one needs some sustenance at some point.
So you figure you've got about, let's call it 16 hours of playable golf.
Yeah.
Because you go till even 9:30. It's not totally dark.
What would you set as the, like if Vegas heard, all right, Dan Dibley has 24 hours to make a hole in one at 7 to win $10 million, and if he doesn't, he's going to prison for 3 years. What's the favorite?
A prison.
Oh.
Prison. No, prison is prison's minus 180.
Because you also, like...
Wait, there's never been a better time to use this.
Lock it in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Lock him up.
That actually hit close to home.
I mean, because also when you're getting to do the same shot over and over, so you would see tendencies of the green, the ball, all of that. It's not like a normal hole-in-one where you have one shot. Do you have any holes in one?
No, zero.
None? Okay.
So, and I've played roughly, counting scrambles, I've probably played 1,000 rounds.
Right, but...
Which means 4,000 par threes.
But you never get to fire away at the same pin over and over and over repeatedly.
Funny you say that, because I used to sit at a hole for a tournament called the Have a Ball Golf Tournament, which is started by a guy named Bob Hammer, who had surgery to remove a testicle, and his other testicle was in real jeopardy. They were able to save it, and he went on to have 2 children. And so he decided to devote his life to raise money for cancer, not only testicular cancer, but all cancer. This guy's raised probably over $5 million. The tournament is twice a year, and as a quote-unquote celebrity, I would sit at a hole at Crow Canyon, I believe it's the 12th hole, and my job was to hit a ball with every group.
Okay.
So I played this par 3 probably 70 times. In a day,
yep.
I'd fire with every group, and I didn't even sniff a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Now, this hole is about $150.
Yeah, and by the way, this hypothetical says the hole is playing 100 yards.
Right. So the pin would be basically in the middle toward the front. And, yeah, to hit that many shots, and let's just say you hit a shot every 2 minutes. So you hit one... And then, you know, you step back, you get a ball, you re-tee it, you know, you collect yourself. You could even shoot, let's say, every 90 seconds. So that would be, what, like 90 shots? No, it would be 45 shots an hour times 10
hours
is 450. You add in 4 bonus hours, you're looking at about 600 attempts, roughly. And then you get to, like... When the sun's going down and I haven't made one.
Don't forget the pressure.
Dude.
The pressure when you're down to about 50 shots and you're like, I'm going to jail.
Right.
I'm going to jail unless I put one
in. So you start at 5:30 in the morning and you get to like 3:14 the next morning. You're damn right there's pressure.
Would you at any point just line up about 10 balls and just... I mean, maybe one of them would bounce off one of the other one and go in.
There's that,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, there's luck involved in any hole in one.
For sure.
Right.
I saw a lady once at an old radio station. We used to have a golf tournament, and I was playing in the group behind her, and she hit like a 39 hopper. Jar.
Ping. Poof.
Totally. With like a 7-wood.
Dude, I made a hole in one like the second time I ever played golf.
It was, I hate guys like you.
I know, the stupidest hole in one of all time. Par 3 executive course. I think I had a 7-iron in my hands from 120. I didn't know what I was doing yet.
Yep.
Whack! Line drive. Bang! Onto the green. Pow! Pin! Down.
Everyone bang, else, pow, down?
Dude, it was all of that. Yeah, it looked like an old Batman cartoon.
Nice.
Bing! Pow! Boom!
How old
down.
Are you?
I mean, super old. I'm just trying to make you feel good, 57-year-old.
No doubt.
But anyway, the guys playing with me are golfers. They're the ones who brought me out there. And they're losing it. And I'm almost looking at them like, isn't that what you do? You know, like I'm like at right. Malibu golfing games. And I'm like, there's always a hole in one. I'm looking at them like, yeah, I made it. And they're like on the ground losing their mind. They're telling me I need to buy drinks. I'm not even of age yet. I'm like, what are you talking? I don't even know.
Capri Sun's on
me. What are you talking about? Yeah. So there's a lot of luck.
And I like the way the texter framed that, because $10 million is like generational wealth for my daughter and my two adult children. And 3 years in jail / prison, that's a long time, but it's not so long that, you know, you don't...
Yeah, you'll only be 60.
Well, you're not. You're still tempted by... You're tempted by the 10. Now, if it was, you know, $1 million or a year in jail, no. $1 million, I mean, you can barely make it home with $1 million.
Right.
But 10? That's nice. In 3 years, honestly... Get a little sleep, get a little R&R behind bars. No, you know, no crying toddler.
Lucas just asked me if I would do it. And it's hard to not let the competitiveness take over in a situation like that. But I would say it's situational. It's situational. If you ask me if I would do this tomorrow, no. No, I have an 11-year-old. I'm not. You know
I have
what
a
mean?
3-year-old.
Now, ask me again in 7 years when these people are all living on their own, and I might be like, please, both things sound like a vacation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't know. You're telling me I either win $10 million or I'm not allowed to work for 3 years and all I get is a bed?
Oh, you'll work.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad either.
You'll be making license plates. Two words, rock pile.
I have a question.
Yeah,
what's
go
your
ahead.
Question, Lucas?
I've seen people do these streams, right, where they're live, they're hitting for a hole-in-one, and they're live until they hit an actual hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Different question. How long, if you were just to stay on a golf course until you hit that hole-in-one, how long do you think it would take you? Again, pin placement.
Depends on the hole. Yeah, I mean, I think normally a few days is probably like the and I'm thinking about this from almost like a Vegas mind. Like, what would the likelihood be? A few days. I mean, I know some great golfers who've never hit a hole in one.
Yeah, you're looking at one
and
right now.
I'm a mediocre golfer, and I have three. That's like
yeah,
there's
Steiny's got two.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness in all of this. All right, I do want to set up the fantasy thing. Steve Kerr and young people. Uh oh, you're gonna want to hear this. And coming up this afternoon at 4:30, we got Valkyries and the Chicago Sky. Falcons trying to keep moving on up in the playoff race. Game's right here on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app, search Valkyries. This is Willard and Dibs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Mark, do you have to be a homer on the radio?
Well, Brian, you have no idea.
Well, hold on a second.
On 95.7 The Game.
How crazy are all of you right now on the fantasy thing? Because some of the people on our YouTube thread, and you're not wrong, by the way, when I said that a lot of fantasy drafts are tomorrow, I do have one tomorrow.
Right.
A lot of people are like, dog, too early.
Too soon?
Kind of. But I also get it. Part of it is, when can y'all get together? And this particular group always does it kind of early because, quite frankly, I think a lot of people are dads. And we're not waiting until school starts to try to go do the darn thing. And I'm not even going. It's on the Central Coast. I'm going to be the dummy who's on Zoom. But whatever. Whatever. We're doing one tomorrow. And so I think some of you are doing them tomorrow, and we would like you to be ready. And so at around 5 o'clock, we are going to conduct round one mock for fantasy football. But we don't want to do that just the four of us. How do y'all feel about the idea of us opening up the lines, and we're going to need six of you to call in? Don't do it right now, but, you know, just a show of hands.
Right.
We'll line up our lines and you call in, and each of you who get through, you get to take a spot in the fantasy football mock draft round one. And then we'll conduct that and let 10 different people do 10 different picks. I know that's not 12, but we only got so many phone lines and so many of us.
And that's fine.
Whatever, the top 10. And then see how it goes. And then make fun of each other as the picks are made.
Right, and we'll just assume it's a full point PPR where you get a point for every reception.
Sure,
that
whatever.
Way you can frame it up. And I think that this is a good exercise for all of us and all of you as you get into your draft. And I know your kids have been mock drafting themselves silly. And I'm actually going to probably start Monday. I will dabble with the mock drafting. And, you know, if you're sitting on the couch, you just jump into a mock draft and you go through it. And you not only see... You get your own tendencies of what you like, but you also see what other randos are liking and what other random people are actually looking to pick.
Right, except for then you figure out usually when you get to your draft, you're like, those online randos are different than the weirdos that I'm drafting with.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of know, like always in 95.7 The Game drafts, you have to sort of think if there's a Niner you want, you better really elevate him. Because he's probably going to go earlier than he would in other drafts. You have to know, right? KYP, know your personnel. Know their tendencies. Know who they're after or whatever. So that's kind of a whole piece of it. But let's have some fun with that and see if we can get as many of you on the line as possible at 5 o'clock and see if you would like to participate in a round one fantasy football mock draft. And while we're talking about this, by the way, want to remind everybody again that every day next week on Willard and Dibs, you will have the opportunity to qualify to then win your draft party to be at Splash the following week. We'll do a show there. You'll get a whole draft party basically for free over at Splash, catered, and then the ambiance of Splash, the heckling of Willie and Dibby, and as many of your friends who can come and to do the draft at Splash the following week. You'll get a chance to qualify every single day next week. So make sure you're listening with us on that one. That time of year is here.
And it's the best time of year, yeah, especially when it comes to football, because coming out of the draft, and the draft is over, and then the window closes, and within about a half an hour, Yahoo or whatever league or whatever device or service you go through, they're going to give you your draft grade, and it makes you either feel good or it's going to make you feel like, what do you know? Yahoo or ESPN or the CBS Sportsline or the rest of you, and you know the draft grades come out, and it's like,
the draft
grades. Man, I nailed that draft. I got a B+.
There's only one thing that is certain every year in fantasy drafts, and that is whoever the doofus is that gets the best grade and peacocks all over everybody about that the next week, that dude ain't winning. I've never seen it happen in my life. When the algorithm's like, oh, this guy got an A, he got all the good, that guy is coming in ninth, period. It happens every single year. Do not peacock your draft grade. It's just like real life. When Mel Kiper tells you who won the draft the day before, no, they didn't. Play football, and let's see what actually happens. There's a whole journey out there waiting for us this fall.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same way with the 49ers and their easy schedule. The schedule looks like you have a lot of teams that weren't good last year, so they might not be good again, but you still have to go out 17 different times and beat the team that is going to be across from you. So, yeah, we can all do the schedule game, and I've got them at 11-6, but a couple things go bad, a couple things go right, and that record can be wildly different.
I got a huge Friday night plan, brother. Huge Friday night plan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm gonna go home.
Okay.
Probably pull something out of the freezer. Make the kids eat it. Then open up my laptop and grind.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We got to get homework.
Printable versions, highlighters, scribbled sleepers. We're going to need all of that on a piece of paper before night time tonight. The draft is at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. And you got to yak in.
And it's a super flex.
Which means two quarterbacks.
It means like just two of everything.
Okay. And how many teams in this one?
12.
Because we might have 14 or more in ours here at 95.7 The Game. This thing's getting crazy.
Dude, there's people knocking on all the doors. And apparently Lucas is just like, everybody gets to come.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I mean,
let them in.
Sure. The more the merrier.
Yeah. It's going to make it so your team might be starting like a third string running back or a wide receiver 4.
It's also going to make it that if you win, you get more money.
In theory, yeah. I know that there might be different payouts depending on what he's thinking about, and I'm here for all of it. That's great.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, yeah. Anyway, so that's coming up a little bit later. Aaron Schatz, ESPN, part of a panel looking ahead at the next 3 years of the NFL, ranking the NFL teams based on their current situation. Niners came in 8th. We'll have him at 4:15. But we did want to bat this around a little bit. Is everybody ready to be triggered? Everybody line up. It's trigger time. Here we go. We're not naming any names at all. We're just going to let you listen to something that Steve Kerr said on the Glue Guys podcast with Shane Battier and Alex Smith and Robbie Gupta. This is the Glue Guys podcast. Steve Kerr was a guest. And listen to what he says about player development in the NBA in 2025.
I just think it's really important to collaborate with your staff and to encourage the young coaches to really bring a lot of ideas to the table. I really lean on my younger coaches. One of the ways the league is so different now is that we're now a developmental league. You know, when you came into the league, when I was in the league, we were already developed. You played for Coach K for 4 years. I played for Lute Olson for 4 years. We were ready. And the other part that was different was the schedule was different. So we'd have like 3 games in 4 nights. Then you'd have 4 days off. So you'd have 2 great practices. Now, the schedule is basically you play every other day all year long. We don't practice anymore. So we have to develop these 19-year-old kids who are coming into the league without much practice time. That has meant an entirely revamped kind of development program. And frankly, I'm not great with that. Like, I'm an older coach. I'm a disciple of Phil and Pop. And so I lean on the young guys to really install great development drills, decision-making stuff, things that I never did or knew how to teach. But the key is to figure that out and let the people who can do those things, let them do it and empower them. And I think that's how you progress.
I'm an older coach. I'm not very good at it. I let my younger coaches handle the development. Okay.
Well,
what did everybody hear there? What did you hear?
I heard a couple things. One, the schedule is such that you don't have practice time, and he's right. And, you know, if you look at this upcoming schedule, we talked about 14 back-to-backs, and some of those are home and then away, or then away and then home. And you have that 10-game homestand where it's 3 weeks, and there's a little bit of practice time in that, but you don't have the same amount of time to practice as you used to. And then the other piece is, I'm an older coach, and yeah, you know, you look at the coaches, and I'm looking right now, Rick Carlisle's older, Doc is older, and Billy Donovan's the same age. And then you get to Steve Kerr at 59, and you've got all these coaches now who are 36. Joe Mazzulla, Will Hardy is 37, Mark Degno is 40. Like, all these other coaches now are younger, and I think there's a certain amount of connectivity being younger. You can relate to younger players better than Steve, who is, you know, kind of from the old school.
Such an interesting comment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I do think Warrior fans have had many a battle over the last handful of years about that word, development, and the team's development process and how they're doing with that. And I have to admit, just as a fan, me, I look at this thing and it's very, very conflicted in my mind. There's no sports fan out there that is not excited by the idea of the young homegrown player coming up. That is, you and I have talked about this before. I think that's the best stuff in sports. That's why Bryce Eldridge is already a household name. Even though he's never played Major League Baseball, he's not allowed to buy beer, and he might never be good. But he's a household name because homegrown, potential, superstar, that's what people absolutely love. So I get the desire to see that, but I also know that when the focus of an organization is on young developing players, that usually means your team's not very good. That's what that means.
Right.
There's nobody right now watching the Kansas City Chiefs goes, hey, who's the young people that you got? Who are you bringing up? Nobody does. If you're in any sort of a window, that's not the focus. I'm not saying you don't do it. You always want to do it. But I think depending on your sport and depending on your window/situation, I don't even know to what level you can focus on it. And I do think that is sort of the underbelly rub of everything related to Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, or any other name that you want with this particular organization, which is they've been criticized, sometimes rightfully so, for the lack of development, but it's all been at a time when, quite frankly, there is no time or room for development. I don't know how that would have been a focus. Whenever people say, no different than what happened with Trey Lance. Well, you got to give him time. Don't got none. Don't have any. Sorry. Like, trying to win over here.
Yeah, well, they tried to develop him, and he got hurt. And whether or not they were using him right or not, I don't want to get into that debate because you and I have a difference of opinion, but they were trying to at least play him and see, and he got hurt. And the one about Jordan Poole always kind of sticks in my craw because they did develop him.
Yes, they did.
He went to the G League, and he got better, and he came back, and he got good, and then they won a title, and then he came back the next year and averaged 20 a game, and it wasn't working for him a number of different facets, and so they traded him. It's not like they didn't develop him. And go back to Kevon Looney, who was the first player taken under the Steve Kerr era. Are you telling me that he didn't develop under Kerr? He played 599 games and won three titles. So just because Kevon wasn't an all-star doesn't mean that he didn't develop. So the whole thing about Kerr doesn't develop players, I have the list if you want me to pull it out. The number of guys who they have let go, none of them have gone on to do anything. Mm. Anything greater than what they did here.
By the way, does he get any credit on any level for the development of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, who were all good players, but far from finished products?
And young. I mean, Steph would be the one I wouldn't give him credit for, okay. But I think Draymond and Klay, that was their third year in the association.
And was Draymond even starting yet?
He started that year.
That was like when David Lee,
right,
went down, and they. Okay, so yeah, like, does he get anything for those homegrown players becoming who they became?
Yeah, and the other one is Harrison Barnes,
sure,
who was also a young player, and you know, he developed to a point where he wasn't as good as they probably wanted him to be, and he went on to be a little bit better than he was with the Warriors, but he hasn't won more. So the whole thing about development. Like Jacob Evans, okay, you didn't develop him. Well, he didn't do anything anywhere either. Patrick McCaw, same thing. Patrick Baldwin Jr., Ryan Rollins.
James Wiseman.
Right. So, and Wiseman, I know he got hurt a bunch. I still think that he can be an interesting one if he's going to get additional chances because he's 7-1.
But he's not going to ever look like the number two pick in the draft.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. And obviously, all roads lead to Kuminga, and this conversation, of course, leads to Kuminga, because if they sign and trade him, or if he plays one more year and then leaves, if he goes on to be like 25 a game and wins a bunch of games and goes to the playoffs, well, then you could look and say, y'all messed that one up.
I got a question for all you, and Grandy, you can jump in on this too. Do y'all remember what Lucas? Yeah, come on. Well, I never know. Yeah, I can't see you. Anyway. Do you remember the Shams tweet, the first one? Go back a couple years. When the Shams tweet came out about Jonathan Kuminga has lost faith in Steve Kerr, wasn't the word development in the tweet? I wonder if you can like look that up, Grandy and Lucas, and see if you can find it. Was the word development, he's lost faith in Steve Kerr being the one in charge of his development or something like that? I want to remember the exact wording of that. And it's almost as if, because this is years later, and I know that this comment that we just played from Steve is not solely directed at anyone or anything. But what's fascinating about this, because I don't think we've ever heard this before, in a way, it's almost Steve looking back and, oh, we've lost faith in you to develop us. It's like Steve's looking back at him and going, good. That's not my job in the first place.
It was January 5th, 2024.
Okay. Oh, was it that recent?
That's, 19 months ago.
I know, but yep. I thought it was prior to last season. But anyway, go ahead.
After sitting the final 18 minutes of the Nuggets' loss, Warriors forward Jonathan Kuminga has lost faith in Steve Kerr and no longer believes that Kerr will allow him to reach his full potential, sources say.
Okay, so it wasn't development, it was potential.
But you have to develop to reach your full potential, so I think it plays to...
It's implied.
Right, to it's what implied. You're talking about. And so that's a report from Anthony Slater in The Athletic.
What if I argued that what Steve Kerr, and I don't think that this was his goal or his aim with this comment, how would y'all feel if you were in a room with Steve Kerr, and you looked at him and went, Steve, what about development? And he flatly looked back at you and went, not my job. How does that grab you?
Well, it's not his job. His job is to lead a team to win basketball games. And you think about development, and I just was searching last year the youngest players in the association. Zachary Richache was 19 for Atlanta, second in the Rookie of the Year voting. Okay, you're Atlanta, And you were not in a championship hunt. This year they will be, and we'll see. Alex Saar for Washington, fourth in Rookie of the Year. He was 19. He played 27 minutes a game. You're Washington. So you can develop that way. Cade Cunningham's a great example where he gets picked number one by Detroit. They stink. And you can go out there and Cade it up all you want. And he has developed.
He's developed.
He's gotten to be really, really good. And yeah, they actually are an interesting team this year.
Finally made the playoffs, though.
Right, after year four. Yeah. And that's the point about development. When you're in a championship window, it's a lot harder to develop players because younger players like this aren't ready to help you win.
Okay, so fair for me to say, because I do believe this, is it fair for me to say, those of you who criticize Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors for not, quote, developing Jonathan Kuminga, you want your cake and eat it too? Is that fair? Because that is what I believe. I believe you want the Warriors to develop and contend for a championship in the same year. I don't know how the hell you do that. I've never known how the hell you do that. I think that coaches like Steve Kerr, Kyle Shanahan, I think that they've got a one-track mind. We got a game tonight. Let's win it. Who's ready to help me? I'm not out here worrying at all in the third quarter about what this is going to look like 2 years from now. Next year. Next week.
Next quarter.
I don't know how you do what they're being asked to do. I don't know how they do what Jonathan has asked them to do. I don't know how they do it.
Well, they can't. And, you know, this quote from Shams in the tweet from January of 2024 tells it all. And I don't think that Kuminga's wrong. He doesn't believe that Steve Kerr will help him reach his full potential. He's right. But Steve Kerr's job is not to ensure that he reaches his full potential. So if Kuminga started as a rookie day one at a one, and let's just assume all rookies start as a one on a scale of 1 to 10, and Kuminga wants to hurry up and get to be a 10, and the Warriors through 4 years have gotten him to be a 5, he's maybe halfway to his full potential, maybe he's a 6, and Steve Kerr's thinking, well, along the way, you played 258 games, and you know, you played about 20 minutes a game. We won a title, and yeah, we didn't get you from 1 to a 10, but we got you halfway there or maybe a little bit more, and Kuminga's thinking, I want to get to a 10, that way I get the bag, and that way I can, you know, go out and get me 22 a night, and I can be the JK that I know I can be.
It really is, and to take it broader, it is a wonderful sort of snapshot of the rub in sports, which is that you have teams that are made up of players, and those players and those teams don't necessarily have the same goal. And in fact, sometimes those goals fly in the face of one another. Players would like to play. Players would like to get a contract. Players would like to grow and make a lot of money and get all the minutes that they want, or the time that they want, or the innings that they want, or whatever sport you're talking about. You want all those things, and only when those things also coincide with winning today's game is everybody actually on the same page. So in many ways, this thing that so many of us have argued about with the Warriors is baked into the process. We're out here arguing about it. It's literally baked into the process. It is baked in to the cake that Jonathan, players like him, not just Jonathan, he's the example, but players like him and a championship coach are not on the same page. They're not trying to do the same thing when they wake up in the morning.
This depends on the player.
Yeah.
Because has Steve Kerr developed Brandon Podziemski? I mean, Pods, he's played 2 years.
For
and
sure.
He started 61 games.
I mean, all of them.
Right.
Is Moody better today than he was? No matter what you think about any of these players, are they better than the day they walked in?
Another one is, this is Guy Santos.
Yep.
Guy has played 79 games over two seasons, and he's better than he was when he started. So he's gone from a one to maybe a three or a three and a half, but that is some development. So this whole thing, and I have a long list of guys who were here, went elsewhere and did nothing. Jordan Bell, Damian Lee. JTA is another one. He started as a 26-year-old rookie Does he not get credit for developing Juan Toscano-Anderson?
I mean, a lot of these things also become unspoken. I know someone who used to work for the 49ers will remain nameless, but like the point that they would make is no one was ever going to say this out loud, but there are tons of dudes on that sideline rooting for injuries to their teammates. Not outwardly.
Right.
And not with every fiber of their being, but yes. Yes. The backup quarterback wants a shot. He wants to play. Right?
He wants to get paid.
Right? So they're out there rooting against themselves. Barry Zito's the only one who ever admitted it. But like, yes. Yep. Sometimes they're rooting against themselves so that they will make changes and get in there. It's wild, man. It's wild. All right. Some of you would like to weigh in. 888-957-9570. Chris, you'll lead us off, so stay right where you are. This whole conversation with regard to Steve Kerr on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Aaron Schatz of ESPN in a half hour with regard to the short-term future of the 49ers. But your call's next, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
By the way, I think that you can listen to what Kerr said and then sort of the conversation we're having, because this is what I would say. And maybe Steve Kerr, while he can't say it in these words, maybe this is what he's getting at. At the same time, basically, I could say, the Warriors development program, is it perfect? Maybe not. Is that Steve Kerr's fault? My opinion, no. Because I don't think that's his job. And so This is furthering the conversation, in my opinion, in such a way. Whenever we talk about Jonathan Kuminga, whenever we read Shams's tweet from almost 2 years ago, everybody's pointing at Steve Kerr. And if the word is potential or development or whatever, again, my argument is that's not his job. Now, if you want to argue it a different way, Steve's a jerk because he won't give him minutes, and I think he should get minutes. That's a little bit of a different spin. If what you're saying is Jonathan playing 100% gives the Warriors their best chance to win tonight, I don't care about next year, which a lot of people seem to care about. And I know Jonathan does. For years now, he's cared about next year because right. Next year to him always holds a lot of dollars around it. But if your point is Steve's a dunderhead because he won't play that young guy, whoever it is, Jonathan or anyone else, and that young guy is clearly who gives the Warriors the best chance to win tonight's game, that's a different conversation. I don't hear a lot of people saying that. I don't think that's a thing. And I think that that's what Steve's job is, and I think that's what he's saying here. Take a listen, and then we can respond, and we'll take a lot of your calls.
I just think it's really important to collaborate with your staff and to encourage the young coaches to really bring a lot of ideas to the table. I really lean on my younger coaches. One of the ways the league is so different now is that we're now a developmental league. You know, when you came into the league, when I was in the league, we were already developed. You played for Coach K for 4 years. I played for Lute Olson for 4 years. We were ready. And the other part that was different was the schedule was different. So we'd have like 3 games in 4 nights. Then you'd have 4 days off. So you'd have 2 great practices. Now, the schedule is basically you play every other day all year long. We don't practice anymore. So we have to develop these 19-year-old kids who are coming into the league without much practice time. That has meant an entirely revamped kind of development program. And frankly, I'm not great with that. Like, I'm an older coach. I'm a disciple of Phil and Pop. And so I lean on the young guys to really install great development drills, decision-making stuff, things that I never did or knew how to teach. But the key is to figure that out and let the people who can do those things, let them do it and empower them. And I think that's how you progress.
I mean, I don't know how you, even if you don't like what's going on, I don't know how you can't like that comment. Like, he's I'm not very good at it. That's not right now what I'm here to do.
Well, that's what the fans are telling you. He's not really good at that.
Yeah, but that's not his job.
Right.
They're supposed to have other people who are good at that, and he's trying to empower them.
Well, honestly, every coaching job and coaching staff has different responsibilities. If you go to Washington, for example, and you've got a younger team, your job as a coaching staff is not to grind for every single victory that you possibly can. Your
Correct.
Job is to develop the young people, get your young players better, develop a core, and, you know, work toward the future. And that's not where Steve Kerr is.
No,
with the
and
Warriors.
By the way, in many of those cases, you're helped by losing games. So you're incentivized to, quote, develop, which has an L in it.
Right.
Like, you're
no
incentivized.
W in development.
No. So that anyway, 888-957-9570. Let's hear from some of you on this. Chris in Sonoma. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys for taking the call. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing terrific. So this whole development thing, you know, NBA staffs, look how many coaches are on the Warriors staff. The job of the head coach is to delineate each coach's role. They got a lot of young guys who work with the players. That's the way the NBA works. That's the way colleges work. That's the way kind of high schools are working if you got a good high school team. But the thing about Kuminga is, in order to, quote, develop within a system of play, number one, I think it's up to the player to understand the system of play. And then number two, to embrace his role. And then number three, to show a willingness to fit in. So the Warriors' style of play, we all know, is based on supreme player movement, supreme ball movement. The ball doesn't stop. Cutting and screening, getting the best players the best shot available. You got the best player in the world on your team. It doesn't mean that you don't move the ball and become a ball stopper. and average one assist a game, it doesn't mean that you don't show a motor and maybe get two rebounds a game when you're probably the strongest young guy on the court. And, you know, the guys that are showing a motor, and Dibs, you just named four of them a little while ago. Moody, one of the great quotes of all time, when he came into the NBA at age 19, I chose to develop in the NBA. Well, he is. He is developing. Pajemski, he shows a motor. He takes charges. Yeah, sometimes he's out of control, but he shows that he cares. Guy Santos getting the most out of what he's got and earning the trust of his teammates. And then let's watch Quentin Post this year. I personally think big things are coming for that guy. So this whole thing with Kuminga not developing really irks me, because the player has to show that he's willing to do what he's being asked to do. And I don't see that happening with him. That's a problem.
Chris, thanks. It's a really interesting call. And I think it goes right up against, I want to read a text that we just had come in from 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Helping young players develop isn't the job of the head coach. Isn't that the definition of coaching? How is that not his responsibility? LOL. Well, let me try to explain it. No, that's not the definition of coaching. It might be the definition of one of the coaches or two of the coaches. It's not the job of the head coach. And let me go to one of the other teams in the Bay Area to help try to explain at least how I see it. Is it Bob Melvin's job to develop? I mean, baseball teams have an entire minor league system.
Yeah.
And somebody is in front of that system who is called the head of player development. But Bob Melvin's job is, once you're developed, get your butt out into the field and let's win the game tonight. So is it the definition of coaching? Sure, on one level, but Steve Kerr's not the only coach on the team.
Right.
He's the head coach. And if you're asking me if development is a major part of the head coach, no, I do not believe that. I do not believe that at all.
Depends on the team.
Kyle Shanahan has a defensive line coach who develops those young defensive linemen. Kyle's job, game plan, win game. Period.
It just depends on the situation, honestly. Like, if you want to talk about the Carolina Panthers, yes, the majority of the job of the head coach and the offensive coordinator there is to develop their quarterback, Bryce Young. You use the first pick in the draft on your quarterback, your team wasn't very good, and honestly, you're not in a Super Bowl or bust window, so your job as a coach is to develop your quarterback that you use the first pick overall upon. That's Carolina. If you go to Kansas City, their job, Andy Reid's job, is not to find the young players that they just drafted and develop them at the expense of veterans who might help you get back to the Super Bowl and win another Lombardi. So every coaching staff, every situation is different when it comes to development. And if you're the Warriors and you've got Steph and Draymond and now Jimmy Butler, three veterans who are near the end of their career, still fancying themselves in a championship window, your number one job is to put out the best team to win right now. Mm-hmm. The other piece of this that people fail to glom onto, and I think about Jordan Poole, development is a two-way street.
Thank
you. Jordan Poole gets relegated to Santa Cruz. He goes down there. He busts his ass. He gets better. He earns his way back up, and the rest is history. He got the bag. He's on his third team, whatever. But he's a real NBA player, and he will be for years to come because he got better. And development is a two-way street.
No doubt.
Marco Luciano has been in the minors for 8 years. He is good enough, talent-wise, to be a big league player, but he can't field. And when he gets to the bigs, he doesn't hit consistently. And so is that on the organization for not developing him?
Maybe.
They tried him at short. Yeah. They tried him at third. They tried him at first. He's been in the outfield. He's DH'd. He's had a good year this year, but he can't get himself to the spot where he gets elevated. It's a two-way street, Mark.
100%. And this is pro sports, which means, yes, there are large staffs. They are multi-billion-dollar organizations, and they do have a responsibility as a group to develop their young players. But I don't see that by any stretch as something that makes the top five on the priority list of whoever's in charge. Whoever's in charge is, y'all let me know once you're fully ready to be one of the reasons we win the game tonight. And when you are, you're in. And until you are, you're not. And especially if you want to be one of these people who sort of bucks against how we're trying to develop you. And that, I think, for a lot of people, you may or may not sort of understand that I do think that is how the Warriors see this on a certain level. They see this as, what if we're trying to develop you? We're trying to tell you what needs to happen, and you won't do it. You keep doing it a different way. And I think that goes to the point you're making about a two-way street, because that does apply to JK. And that's just, I mean, that's an unfortunate truth, whether people want to hear that or not. That is a truth that he plays a different way sometimes than how they've asked him to play.
And I think that was part of the end of the Jordan Poole story, because he started playing a certain way that wasn't fitting with what they were trying to do as well. Even though he averaged 20 a game that year, the way he went about it was not the way that some of the vets were enjoying and thriving in playing. And so I think that, as well as, you know, the Draymond Green part of it, that was partly why he got shipped out.
Anthony Slater now with ESPN. I'm going to let you know here within about 6 minutes. We're just putting it together. But some comments on, quote unquote, the latest on JK. The latest on the situation with JK and the Warriors. It's not, I'm not going to tease this up and make it sound like, oh gosh, there's breaking news. But there is a little bit of a quirk in there that you're going to want to hear. We'll have that for you in just a couple minutes. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and the Valkyries do play here in a half hour against the Chicago Sky. Go over to the app, search Valkyries, find their dedicated channel, and hear the game. All right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.